things like, I guess your main stress ingredients are things like rhodiola, L-theanine, bacopa, shishangaberry. Licorice root is more if you have depleted cortisol, but again, don't take it if you're on high blood pressure medication. But sure, don't just diagnose yourself. Try to get one of these testings done ahead of time, and this will give you a good indication of where you're at and what you should be taking.
Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Sanfelice, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Sanfelice.
Everyone, Dr. Courtney Sanfelice here today with Mark Brown, my recurring guest who always has the best information. He's the local representative for Orthomolecular Products serving Pennsylvania and Delaware. Mark helps healthcare providers implement natural strategies with their patients to reach their desired incomes. In addition to helping providers with product knowledge, he also helps them strategize to grow their businesses. So welcome, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back. It's nice to be a reoccurring guest.
You are the official number one most reoccurring guest on Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. Yeah. FYI, you're like five-star status. So thank you for being here. It's awesome. You always have the best information on all of the cutting edge supplements. Every time something new comes out, you're always educating me. I know where I can help my patients in whatever setting I'm in, the pharmacy and my functional medicine practice. So I thank you for all of that. But today we are going to be talking about stress and the different things that we can do to help alleviate, and a lot of the different supplements that are out there that we can take to help aid us. So what do you find is the number one best stress reliever? And I have a feeling I know what you're going to say. Because I just purchased it last week.
Yeah, I would say I'll give credit to Copacom. Tends to be our most commonly used product. And it's like a tried and true product. A lot of people became very familiar with L-theanine, which is one of the ingredients. So it's L-theanine, GABA, and huperzine A. It was actually like a very timely product, right? As like the pandemic started in 2020, the product became available and people were just looking for like a lot of natural alternatives to stress, as like the number of SSRIs are being prescribed. So yeah, L-theanine and GABA make a lot of sense for people who are stressed, and there's a lot of science to support that. I think L-theanine is one of the most well-studied amino acids that are found in a lot of natural stress products. It's funny, we came out with a straight L-theanine product recently, and Phil Mickelson, this is how you get guys to take supplements. I always get that question, like, how do I get my husband to take supplements? Because I guess guys don't care about their health. But Phil Mickelson was recorded as saying he puts L-theanine in his coffee and it helps him to like focus and be better at golf. And,
I was just going to say, yeah. Like, all right, I'll do anything for my golf game.
Yeah, now you go into like golf pro shops and they're selling L-theanine at the counter.
That's like awesome. That's actually what I bought, the L-theanine, the new one that we just ordered for the pharmacy. So yeah, I'm liking it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tried and true amino acid. It's found in like green tea. So I mean, there's a lot of like traditional thoughts on stress relief, and you see people drinking tea or something warm to kind of relax them. And there is some science behind it to it gives you just a real perception of, resilience. Like how do we actually respond to a stressful situation is one of the key feedbacks we get about it. So instead of just reacting, your body has more of a time to process what is actually happening and develop this resilience of a response to the stressful event.
That's awesome. Yeah. I just started it a couple of days ago and I'm liking it. I feel like it was a good add-on to my 9 orthomolecular supplements that I take every day.
Yeah. When I first started, we were talking, we have a product called Adrenovive, which is very similar to our newer product called NewAdapt. And it's a mixture of L-theanine, phosphatidylserine. There's GABA in there as well. Ashwagandha, rhodiola, luthro, all products that are geared around stress. And I drive a ton. So I drive like 3,000 to 4,000 miles a month. And it was kind of cool. Like you would notice, yeah, I drive through Philadelphia, like people cut you off and you would have a response, like this immediate response to want to yell at people. And as I started taking products with L-theanine and these ingredients in them, you would notice that you have a much more measured approach to how you respond, which I thought was pretty fascinating. So it's one of the ways you can gauge like, oh, is this supplement working for me, is identify something you respond to traditionally and see if there's any improvements on it.
It's actually pretty cool that you should say that, because I have a client who started on the TruAdapt back in, it was a couple months ago. And after she first started, she had some questions. We were working on nutrition with her and she started on some supplements and she reached out. She was in total adrenal fatigue state. Like, so she started on that and I reached out to her a week later and I'm like, how's everything going? How are you feeling? And she's like, you know what? She's like, I'm feeling pretty good. She's like, but I do know that a lot has happened this week where I really would have lost it. She's like, I really think that TruAdapt is helping. I'm like, it is, sure. It works. It really does. It was just like, maybe she was on it for maybe 10 days, 2 weeks. And she noticed a difference already. And I know a lot of my clients are on it and they keep purchasing it. So it must be working for them too. So.
Yeah. They're all like very effective products at the line of NuAdapt, TruAdapt and TruAdapt Plus. There are certain products you can take and just based off of symptoms, but I did want to touch on, it is important to actually test what your stress is. And you can do that in a few different ways. There's a lot of companies that offer stress testing as well. And it's usually a management of cortisol. And then some actually do hormones as well, which can help give you a little bit more insight into it. So we work very closely with Dutch Laboratories. A lot of people are familiar with them. They're, from what I understand, kind of like the gold standard of laboratory testing for stress and hormones. They do a really great job with their diurnal cortisol testing. They do offer a saliva one as well, which is useful swabs, which I really like. If anybody's ever done biohealth or ZRT, we have to spit into the tube. It's a very...
we have those in the pharmacy.
Yeah, they're great. ZRT is great. They give great results. They're very cost effective. When you wake up at your initial, because you have to, it's a 4-point cortisol test where you wake up in the morning and you have to spit into this tube and your mouth is just so dry. And you're like, oh, it's only like a quarter of an inch. Like it can't be that much. And then you're just like, why can't I spit in this tube? But these are good indications of where your cortisol is throughout the day. And then a lot of the products that we've mentioned so far kind of line up with where you fall. So there was this guy years ago, his name was Hans Salier, and he developed this thing called the general adaptation syndrome. And it's basically to help us classify what level of stress that we're in. And you can look this up online. It gives you a good indication of where your cortisol should be throughout the day. And again, like I said, some of these things you will use symptomatically and they'll kind of match up. You'll notice as you read through these different stages, they'll match up with what you're actually feeling. Which makes it makes you feel better when you see it on paper, because you're going, oh, I'm not crazy. Like I actually do have something going on that these products can help me fix. And again, there's a lot of lifestyle stuff too. I think that's important to mention. So again, I am a nutraceutical salesperson, but ultimately I believe lifestyle should be the first thing you're doing before you take supplements or anything else. Try to improve it on your day-to-day basis. And if you need support, that's when you turn to supplementation. And in extreme cases, that's when you turn to pharmaceuticals. But so when you get these test results back, it'll give you a good indication of where your cortisols are at throughout the day. And it would kind of dictate, you know, how you're feeling. So the major three stages are stage one, which is hypercortisol, meaning that you're just redlining every day. The analogies I give to a lot of my practitioners are, you know, think of the soccer mom with 2-3 kids and she's running around from work and getting the kids soccer practice. And then she just feels like she's so stressed and wired all the time. That's a key term that I use, stressed and wired. So these are people that are just redlining it at all times. And when you do that for such a long period of time, your mind basically, there used to be this term called adrenal fatigue. And that's kind of developed over the years where it's not necessarily our adrenals are getting tired. It's our brain saying we can't maintain this production of cortisol for this long and telling the adrenals to say, hey, you know, dial it back a little bit. We shouldn't be in this fight and flight response all the time. And that's when you start to slip into phase two, which is, or stage two, I should say, which is like this mismanagement of cortisol. You'll have an elevated portion, then you'll drop off drastically, and then it's elevated again, and then you drop off drastically, or you'll have a high point through the middle of the day, it'll drop off and then spike again at night. This is where products like TruAdapt tend to come into play because they have a lot of adaptogens. Adaptogens essentially, and there's a couple different definitions for these, but they have this unique ability to help create a certain sensitivity that your body requires to cortisol. So they'll help bring when you have these, nobody can see my hand motions but us, but when you can see these peaks and valleys of cortisol, it kind of can help bring them back into the reference range where they should be and give you a sense of homeostasis or well-being. And then the last category would be your stage three people, which I feel like a lot of people may feel like they're in, and why they respond so positively to things like TruAdapt, because there's a licorice root extract in there, which helps really spike your cortisol when you're feeling kind of down, depressed. I refer to these people as stress tired, where you just feel like you can't get out of bed in the morning. You can notice almost an immediate effect with certain products like this. And again, it's important to test so you can see these things. But when you take things like licorice root extract, it'll help create a sensitivity to cortisol, and it will spike your cortisol pretty drastically. And then we do have a product called TruAdapt Plus, which has a glandular in there. So we do use animal glandulars in our products, and they contain a certain amount of cortisol and other components to help raise cortisol in these very drastic stage three or hypocortisol patients.
Okay, so that would even be more severe. I was going to actually ask you that question, because I feel like sometimes choosing between the two, when I usually am working with my clients one-on-one, and we start maybe with like a hair mineral imbalance test, and we see that they are in fact like their adrenals are fatigued based on their mineral levels. And we're like, okay, you know, we can say you are totally like, I'll use adrenal fatigue, and I'll say you're literally in fight or flight. Like you're coasting on fumes right now. And it's like the type of person you just described. They're all over the place. They're running, they're doing this, they're that, they can't keep up. And a lot of times I'll recommend the TruAdapt. And then sometimes I'm like the TruAdapt Plus, like, in your opinion, would the TruAdapt Plus just be for somebody that might just be more of a severe case, where they're just, you know, maybe more of a mild case would be TruAdapt, and then the Plus would be for somebody who's just more severe?
Yeah, I find that you specifically or want to almost exclusively use TruAdapt Plus for your patients who come back and they're diagnosed stage three. My hesitancy with glandular products is they're not, I mean, we source it very well compared to a lot of other companies, but still there's not a specific amount of cortisol in this glandular that you know that you're dealing with. So unless that patient is absolutely stage three, and even then I recommend to the practitioner to monitor them very closely, because some people can have this overwhelming amount of cortisol, and then you're kind of having the polar opposite effect. These patients will typically call you right away and say like, hey, I feel like I'm out of my mind. What do I do? So I tend to lean more towards the TruAdapt, which is just a bunch of different adaptogens. Things in there would consider like holy basil is a very fascinating ingredient. It looks like things like neurocognition, helps improve immunity and metabolism. It's been very closely associated with people like anxiety disorders. Some other ingredients in there would include like ashwagandha, rhodiola root extract, eleuthero, and shishanja berry. I never said that word correctly, but shishanja berry.
You did a great job.
Yeah. I think it's pretty close. And then, like I mentioned, there's a licorice root extract in there as well. So to share a personal story, I had my cortisol tested when I first came out of the Army and started working for Ortho Molecular Products. And this would apply to a lot of people if they're listening, due to like shift work and things of that nature, where your circadian rhythm's constantly out of whack. But I would do like 24-hour shifts 2-3 times a week. So I'd be awake for like a period of 30 hours and then sleep for 12 and then have to do that again. And it threw me completely out of whack. So when I started with Ortho to get us to learn about the products, they actually had me do a cortisol test. I was like stage three, complete, like no cortisol response. And then the trainer, the practitioner there was like, I don't know how you get out of bed in the morning.
Like, how are you existing right now?
Yeah. My cortisol was so low in the morning that they couldn't even map it on the actual page because it was so low. So it was a real learning experience, but it was cool because I got to see how effective these products were. But at the time we still have these products, but NuAdapt, TruAdapt, and TruAdapt Plus are the, I would say, the improved forms of them. And there are specific needs for things like Holy Basil and Bacopa, which are in the newer products. But at the time I was on Adrenal, which has glandular in there as well as some of the ingredients I just mentioned, like rhodiola, luthro, and Shisandra berry. My DHA was very low. But it was cool because like over the course of, let's say 9 months to a year, I was able to retest and see how much my cortisol had improved. And it was a direct correlation of how I felt, which I thought was the most fascinating thing. I mean, I felt fine, but you don't know how good you can feel unless you kind of try to feel better. And that, to get more into a lifestyle thing, that perpetuated me into understanding sleep hygiene and stress resilience, things like meditation. I think exercise for me is one of the most beneficial things from a stress perspective. But yeah, I guess the main takeaways there would be testing. ZRT is available, like you said, in the pharmacy, and I highly recommend doing those tests to give you a starting point. Yes, if you really want to dive into the weeds with Courtney, I would recommend a Dutch Laboratories test. Is like, it'll give you anything and everything that you want. I believe they cover neurotransmitters in there as well.
They do. There's so many things that they offer. I have my account set up with them. They have so many things, and they're so helpful there. They do.
Yeah. And if you are interested in this topic, I highly recommend following Dr. Carrie Jones. She is like the stress expert. She's speaking at a couple of our sales meetings and some events that we've held. And she can break it down in a very efficient way to help you understand the use of certain things. One of my favorite things she did was the melatonin talk, because people just abuse melatonin and have no idea why they're taking it.
No idea.
So she did a really great hour-long presentation on that, which I think people should tune into at least for a couple of minutes.
I want to listen to it. Absolutely. Yeah. Because it is, you see it in the pharmacy where people come in and, you know, I don't know. How do you know if you're like, when people are like, well, which dose should I take? And it's like, well, where do you know where you're at with mel? Are you deficient? What is going on in your body? Like, what is causing you to not sleep? It's probably might not be melatonin at all. Like, you know, it could be all of the things we're talking about right now. So
yeah, it could be a stress response. I found a lot of sleep issues are derived out of mismanagement of their circadian rhythm over times of just kind of abusing it. The other big thing that a lot of people suffer from is like, we've kind of developed like this mindset in American culture where we have dessert before we go to bed. And a lot of that times it's like a sugary type of food and it just spikes your blood sugar. Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite things to talk about is, I mean, kind of off topic, but it is a part of our stress program that we do, where we talk about taking products like glycemicore, which are high fiber products that help draw sugar into the cell or stabilize your blood sugar. So these people who are waking up in the middle of the night and not really understanding why, it's because your blood sugar is like crashing. And because you had such a high peak of it, and now it's starting to dip, and then you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, what the hell am I doing?
People that are like, oh, let me drink some wine so that I fall asleep. And it's like, great, that'll knock you right out. And then you're going to be up at like 3 a.m. with your eyes wide open, like, what the heck just happened?
It has to complete. And then it's the same thing with like melatonin. Like, people wake up in the morning, and I learned this the hard way. I didn't understand much about it, but when you have like severe, like I was stage 3, and you take melatonin willy nilly and just kind of without any direction, it actually makes you feel worse the next day because it drives a specific set of immune reactions. It's under TH1, I won't get too into that, but it'll actually make you feel worse. So.
No, you know what? It's funny because I learned so much about melatonin when like the different like treatments for COVID came out, and there was like a plethora of supplements that were like, okay, this does this at these levels and these doses, and melatonin at high doses, you know, does a lot to your immune system and does, you know, like things that I never learned or knew, but at the higher doses. So yeah, it affects people in ways they don't know. And they think they're just playing around with a supplement or, oh, what's a good place to start at? But it's almost like, I don't know. And this is a question for you. I have no idea. Like, can you check melatonin levels?
So the thing I learned from Carrie Jones, and again, you can go back and watch this, is we have a specific melatonin window, as highest when we're kids. I believe it's 8, nanograms per milliliter, I think, is the unit of measurement that they use. And that's about the peak. So it's the closest to like 1 gram. So depending on your sleep needs, 1 milligram or 2 milligrams can be proficient for most people as like a timer. And there's different types. There's time release. There's ones that are scored that you can cut in half. I mean, there's a plethora of different options for when it comes to melatonin. But also ultimately you want to consult with a medical professional beforehand, before taking them. Cause I can tell you firsthand, if you just start taking them, it's not great. And then your higher doses, like 10 milligrams, 20 milligrams, you typically see these in people who are extremely immune compromised because they have an antioxidant effect when you take them in these high doses.
Yes. And that was kind of like the whole idea with COVID, we're taking them at the high doses. But again, could that have also worked against people too, that were, oh, let me pump myself up with all of these supplements that are going to do, you know, all of these great things when maybe they didn't need it or so.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a time and a place. And again, that's the importance and why Ortho works just with medical professionals, because we don't want people self-diagnosing themselves. I mean, there are, most supplements are pretty safe, but there are things like, for example, like in TruAdapt, there's licorice root. And if you have high blood pressure, you shouldn't take licorice root extract. So again, just to stress the importance, like you should consult with a medical professional before taking any type of supplementation, or at least be very well educated. Don't just say like, hey, I saw this ad on Facebook, or, you know, Johnny's mom down the street told me about L-theanine. It's great. I should take it. So,
oh, you know me. I have like the customers that come with like the cheapo generics. I like knock them out of their hand. I'm like, no, you don't want this. Here's the side. This is what you want.
And just to touch on that too, because I think that is, I ran into that today with a client, was how do I get people away from, you know, the Nature's Basket or Nature's Bounty? Most of those things aren't made in the United States. There's not a lot of, I would say, rules and regulations around them. I mean, FDA will dictate the claims, but they're typically not inspecting those types of facilities because they come from overseas. And either they're not what they say they are. Like, you can look this up. They took a bunch of products off, like, I think Nail Products was one of the major companies. Nature Basket was another one. And like a ton of random products from GNC. And half of them didn't even have what they said was in them. Yeah. And same thing with Amazon. Amazon even put out some information about this to say, like, unless you're buying specifically from that company, do not just buy from an unknown provider supplements on Amazon.com. Because I've walked into offices where people have put down a glass bottle and has an Ortho label on it. And I go, that's not our product. Because people try to sell it for value. For people listening, if you are a patient, please consult with a medical professional before taking supplements, ideally Courtney. but as far as stress, I know we got off topic, but to reiterate with stress, supplements are great. But again, try to integrate lifestyle stuff. Things like, your main stress ingredients are things like rhodiola, L-theanine, bacopa, shishanja berry. Licorice root is more if you have depleted cortisol, but again, don't take it if you're on high blood pressure medication. But sure, don't just diagnose yourself. Try to get one of these testings done ahead of time, and this will give you a good indication of where you're at and what you should be taking.
Absolutely. And I can run them for them. I can we can do Dutch, we can do ZRT, depending on, you know, what they're feeling and what they're looking for. So
yeah. Awesome. Any other questions for me?
No, I think you just like covered it all. I think this was awesome. And I love to like stressing it again, like it's all about quality, because, you know, I love that you did stop and go off topic, because, you know, I preach it every day to people that, you know, don't just get something, you know, you can be just creating really expensive urine when you're just shopping for all these products because, oh, so-and-so said, take this and that. Like, I just encourage people, like you said, like talk to your doctor, a pharmacist, somebody before you start on supplements, because you don't know what you need. Sometimes you need to like test and not guess. Sometimes it's not safe to just say, oh, I need this, and you think you need it, but maybe you don't. I notice that a lot when I do, you know, some of these lab testing with basically looking at people, whether it's their micronutrients, whether it's their minerals. And sometimes they think, oh, well, I'm loading myself up with this, and they're actually kind of doing harm because they're depleting other supplements and causing like an imbalance. So it's really important to kind of like test and not guess.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I guess I'll leave one more example that is probably the most prevalent with people is things like fish oil. So fish oil is, I think, one of the most commonly used supplements in the United States. And people love to go to like BJ's and get like the buy two, get one for free. And you can look this up on your own and educate yourself a little bit. But the difference between, there's a group of fish oils called ethyl esters, and there's a group of fish oils called reesterified triglycerides. And you'll see the stark difference of their ability to be available. Typically, a lot of the ethyl esters have something on them called enteric coating, which isn't always the best. It's typically made from very harsh chemicals that are found in things like paints. And then, you know, most other have just like a veggie cap or some type of capsule that is, you know, easily digestible. So when you go to your Rite Aids or wherever, or pharmacies, make sure you're picking up a quality fish oil supplement, because if you take an ethyl ester form of fish oil, you're literally wasting your money.
I say to people when they ask me for recommendations on fish oil, I'm like, I usually, that brings me around the counter whenever people are like, yeah, fish oil, and I'm like, do you want like the good fish or do you want like the fish guts with like the junk? I'm like, which one do you want? And then like, they for sure buy the orthomolecular one every time when I start to get snarky, but you know me with supplements. I'm obsessed.
Very
I'm
passionate.
Obsessed with people taking the best supplements.
Very passionate. Yeah, that's the one that kills me the most, because I sit and I wait for meetings and I see people interact with supplements, and or even like I'm walking in the grocery store and I just walked out of the aisle because I'm familiar with it. You hear the conversations and you just don't want to be the guy that's like, hey, don't
tap them on the shoulder. Yeah. You're like, I can help you. You know, you don't want that one. I definitely do go ahead and say it. I do. Oh my gosh, too funny. Well, thank you so much for being on again today. We have to have you on with another awesome topic again. We have so much to talk about. So I thank you for this. This is great. And I know this resonates with so many of my clients that I'm working with now, even if they're coming to me for something completely not stress related, stress is coming out. It becomes part of the conversation, no matter what they're coming to see me for, whether food sensitivities or, you know, they're looking to check, you know, gut health, nutrition consultations, stress always comes up. It's just ever present. Everybody's just dealing with something right now. It's just the world that we live in. And it's important for people to, you know, to do their self-care. And like you said, start with self-care, start with lifestyle modifications. You know, there's so many great supplements. And then, you know, if they need to move on and, you know, seek medical attention, that's okay too, you know? So I thank you for being on today and for all the awesome information.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on again.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.